Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, September 19th, 2011. First up, I want to make sure you are all aware of this important notice from Plus Model Magazine regarding a scam alert. Please be on the lookout for this internet modeling scam. There's a person claiming to be from Plus Model Magazine who is trolling the internet looking for victims for their money. We do not know this person, and this person does not work for us. So if you have recently gotten an email from somebody, and it's terry_plusmodelmag@aol.com, that is not a person affiliated with Plus Model Magazine. And also the person has an address in Scottsdale, Arizona. Plus Model Magazine does not have an office in Scottsdale. It's either L.A. or New York. So please be careful. I know a lot of models listening are so eager to model that they sometimes don't use common sense. So please be careful. Use common sense. Don't be scared to ask questions, because we definitely don't want anyone to get scammed out of their money. And I just got this information an hour before the show, so this is hot off the press. The number one plus-size lifestyle magazine, DailyVenusDiva.com, is excited to inform that they will be hosting their first ever Twitter talk with audience participation on September 21st, 2011, with Just My Size designer Regina Martin. One audience member participating in the Twitter talk will receive their very own piece of the new collection. The ever-first Daily Venus Diva Twitter talk has been scheduled to coincide with the launch of Just My Size's new belt collection, set to be featured in specially selected Walmarts across the nation. The event will take place again September 21st, 2011, from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So to join in or to follow the live conversation, the designated Twitter talk hashtag will be DVDJMS. So further Twitter talks are currently being scheduled, aimed at achieving an engaging atmosphere for the Daily Venus Diva audience to interact with designers, editors, and various members of the plus-size fashion industry. So that's very exciting. So if you're not on Twitter, make sure you set up an account. It's free to set up an account on Twitter, and you follow Daily Venus Diva, follow Plus Model Magazine, follow me, and it's a strong, curvy community on Twitter. So make sure, in addition to Facebook, Twitter is a good way to network. Now, our guests this evening are TLC's Big Sexy Audrey Lee Curry. Janine Biggins, tell us about the launch of her latest project, Curves TV. But up first is national spokesperson for Curve Appeal, Danielle Woods. Danielle is a native of New Orleans, Louisiana, and relocated to Atlanta, Georgia, after the devastation of Hurricane Katrina affected her home in New Orleans. Shortly after moving to Atlanta, she began her modeling career. Danielle has modeled for companies such as Project Curve Appeal, Zalio Productions, and local modeling for Tord and Ashley Stewart. She has modeled the fashions of popular designers such as Jabri, Crystal Frazier, and V-Dink Designs. As a fabulous face of Curve Appeal, Danielle represented the company not only as a spokesmodel, but she was also the lead of the original Atlanta chapter for Project Curve Appeal and Pink City Entertainment and managed more than 50 models. Danielle currently holds the position of Director Sisterhood Development as well as the National Spokesmodel Leader of Development Manager. And let's welcome Danielle to the show. Hi, Danielle.
Hello, how are you? I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Now, for anyone listening not familiar with Project Curve Appeal, tell me a little about this organization.
Okay. Project Curve Appeal is a movement that was started about 3 years ago here in Atlanta, Georgia. The main goal and focus of the organization was to empower, unite, educate, uplift curvy women to embrace, you know, their figure and their God-given curves. We promote health. We unite these women with each other. We bring in men that love curvy women. We welcome them to our event. We promote health among the plus-size community, and it just has kind of grown to be a national movement, and we've extended that, you know, under the umbrella of the Pink City Corp organization to include all women, you know, to unite them on a social level, to provide networking opportunities for women, to provide, you know, informational opportunities to learn about things that are going on in their communities. The faces of Curve Appeal go out into the communities and, you know, community service, feed the homeless. We just participate in a number of esteem building and different events to unite women as a whole.
Right. And you happen to have a very big event coming up, one of which I'm excited to be participating in, called the Sisterhood Conference. Now, it's a new name, but the event itself isn't new because it used to be called the Curve Appeal Convention. So why the name change for the event?
Oh, my goodness, because we have just grown so much over these past 3 years. And, you know, as I said before, we're, you know, with the Pink City Corp, Project Curve Appeal started off as something that was really geared toward curvier women sizes 12 to 26. With the Pink City Entertainment Division, we have extended that, you know, sizes 2 to 16. And we just want all women to know that they're welcome into our organization, and we've just grown so much. We're in several different – we have chapters in several different cities now, and it has changed from a movement to a sisterhood.
Okay.
Because we've come together, you know, those of us that are already a part of the organization, you know, we've come together, we've learned a lot about each other, and, you know, we've become quite close, and we want to welcome other women into this, you know, and just forge relationships for women. You know, sometimes, you know, you get to a certain age as a woman where you don't think that you're going to be able to develop those relationships, you know, with other women. So we want to try to contribute to fostering, you know,
so
that sisterhood mentality.
And that means since it's a sisterhood type thing with the sisterhood convention, it's going to be women of all shapes and sizes there. The
Absolutely.
Rock the Runway fashion show is plus size specific, but not the whole convention in general.
Absolutely. Correct? Absolutely. We want to make that very clear that all women of all sizes are welcome to our events. Absolutely.
Now, is it still time to register for the conference if you haven't already?
I think that the deadline to register to attend would be the September 23rd. There are several events that are going on during the weekend of the conference. Some of those events are specifically for just Faces of Curve Appeal and Faces of Pink City Entertainment, and those are going to be private events. But a full listing of the events is available on our website, which is pinkcitycorp.com, and it specifically states which events are, you know, open to the public and which are more private events. But We do have on Saturday, October 1st, from 1 to 5, the Sisterhood Alliance Empowerment Expo, which is free and open to the public. And that is where any women who are interested in finding out more about Project Curb Appeal or Pink City, how to become a part of the organization, the opportunities that are available outside of being a spokesmodel, just anything having to do with the sisterhood, would be able to come and hear speakers and find out information about that, as well as shop vendors that will be there, you know, selling their products, and they'll be entertained. And, I mean, it's just going to be a fabulous day of, you know, anything
right.
you ever wanted to know about Project Curb Appeal, you need to come
to
the
place to be.
Conference. Yeah, absolutely.
So you
absolutely.
Mentioned vendors. Vendors will be a part of the festivities.
Right.
If anybody's interested in vending, is it still time to be a vendor or a sponsor for the conference? And if so, how do you go about securing your place?
Vendors, designers, sponsorship opportunities are still available. If you're interested, you would call area code 702-518-1722. Or you could get more information, of course, at the website pinkcitycorp.com or sisterhoodconference.com. We're online. We're everywhere.
Right. And also, while we're promoting the event, there's also a contest going on specifically for designers. Now, tell me about this designer challenge.
Okay. The designer challenge is open to designers who are interested in dressing the fabulous Miss Shanice Lewis. What they
That's
would do
me.
Is... yes, absolutely. They would submit a photograph of their work, a picture or a sketch of a design that they want to submit for the contest. And Shanice would judge the winner, would choose the winner, and what the winner gets is space at the conference. And they would be, and Shanice would wear their design during the hosting that she's going to do for us.
Right.
On Saturday during our Rock the Runway.
It's a great opportunity for a designer who is looking to get exposure, because I know a lot of time designers don't have money to participate in all the fashion shows, to place ads everywhere. So this is a contest where it's a prize package over $1,500, because first of all, if you're a designer and you want to be involved in the Rock the Runway fashion show, is not free. You have to pay
right.
to have your clothes shown in this fashion show. So this contest is a way you can be in the fashion show. You can be a vendor. I'll wear your clothing as I host the show. It's a great, great opportunity for a designer or a retailer or a boutique that is just looking for more exposure. And, you know, it's free exposure. Who doesn't want that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and, you know, Project Curb Appeal has become so popular, you know, online and, you know, in the local communities. This is major exposure, you know, for someone, and a fabulous opportunity, especially for somebody who's just starting out.
Right. Now, I know today is the last day to book your room to get
right.
the group discount.
The group rate.
Now,
That's correct.
Do you know the group rate offhand?
I do not. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's some information. That is some information that I am not. I do not have right, you know, at hand. But I do know that you are correct. That today is the last day to get the group rate.
Now,
don't quote me. I think it may be $89 a night.
Okay,
but
I was thinking 79. So it must be like 79
okay.
or 89 in that range.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you don't book it before the deadline, of course, you can still get a room, but it won't be at the group rate. It'll be a little more expensive. So,
exactly.
So definitely, you know, finish listening to the radio show, but after it's over with, then definitely go book your room today. Now, let's talk
exactly.
about some of the highlights of the event. Like you said, the organization have some events clothes that are specifically for members of the organization, but there are a lot of things open to the public.
Right.
And one thing is the Friday night Bachelorette Expo. Now, tell me briefly about that, because I want to go through all of these events.
Okay, the Bachelorette Expo, and this is, I believe, our eighth time having a Bachelorette Expo. And what that is, it's just like a girls' night out. I know a lot of times when you hear the word Bachelorette, you think about a wedding and, you know, bride-to-bees and things like that. But this is just for any woman and her girlfriends that just want to get together and have a good time, shop some fabulous vendors, jewelry, shoes, purses, lingerie, things like that. We put on a lingerie fashion show during the Bachelorette Expo. There will be live entertainment during that event, singers, comedians, dancers, and things of that sort. It goes
and this
on
is an adult event. This is
it's
for
an adult event. It's for the first part, which is from 7 to 11. That's open to, 7 to midnight is open to men and women. And then at midnight we'll have a male review, and that's when guys get kicked out. And we have just the girls, you know, to cut up and, you know, let our hair down and have this male review.
Okay, and so that's
an event that is open to the
open
public.
To the public. Now, another event open to the public the following day, Saturday, is the Model Me Experience. Tell me about Model Me Experience.
Okay, if you ever just wanted to feel like a model, you're not interested in modeling on a regular basis, whatever, you just want to get made up, you get your face beat, you get your best outfits together, and you just come, and a professional photographer takes gorgeous shots of you, and you get those back after the event is over, maybe in about 2 weeks or so, just to have, you know, for a portfolio. If you are an aspiring model, this is a great way to build your portfolio. It's a very, you know, reasonably priced opportunity for you to have a photo shoot to add pictures to your portfolio. And then also, we will have finalists, new ladies that are new to the Project Curb Appeal and Pink City organizations. There are finalists to be spokesmodels. That's their opportunity as well to have their pictures taken to submit as a part of the process of being selected to be a face of Curb Appeal or Pink City. So it's just like a big mega photo shoot.
Now, Saturday afternoon is the Sisterhood Expo and Open House. Now, how is the Sisterhood Expo different from the Bachelorette Expo that's Friday?
Just in that the vendors, you know, it's just not an, you know, you won't see any adult novelty items out at this
Okay, so
expo,
Saturday afternoon is more friendly, family-friendly.
Yeah, it's more family-friendly, absolutely, absolutely. But it'll be some of those same types of vendors in the accessory, you know, clothing and you know, shoes and purses and things like that, but not the more adult vendors that we would have the night before.
And
then
the
that's
Sisterhood
also,
Expo and Open House is free to attend.
Yes, ma'am. No ticket prices at all.
Now, Saturday evening is the VIP pre-show dinner, and tell me a little bit about that.
The VIP dinner is for special invited guests of the organization. It's also for some of the faces of the organization, but it is it's a closed event. It's not an event that's open to the public.
Okay.
And there'll be some presentation, some recognition of people that are special to the organization. That's what's going to take place during that dinner.
Okay, and then Saturday night, one of the highlights of the weekend is the Rock the Runway fashion show, which I'm hosting. Now, it says it's a non-traditional fashion event. What makes it non-traditional?
The non-traditional part comes in that there's going to be performance groups that are going to participate. The models, you will see models that range in size from 2 to 26, all on the runway at the same time. You know,
so Rock the Runway isn't specifically a plus-size fashion show?
Well, there's a Project Curb Appeal now has a Rock the Runway team, or Pink City Corp. I keep saying Project Curb Appeal because I'm so used to it. We now have a Rock the Runway team, and we vary in sizes a little bit. So, no, everybody's not going to be plus-size for that particular segment. But we have Thixotic coming from Los Angeles. I do believe that they're plus model group,
right?
But no, it's not. It's open. It's open. So you're
going
to see a range of sizes in that a little bit. And
okay,
that
I was saying it was a plus size fashion show, but then I was wrong.
Well, just because in the Rock the Runway group that we've created, we do have a couple more standard size models, but primarily you will see plus size models.
Okay. And then Sunday is Glam Day and Sisterhood Luncheon. Now, tell me about that.
Okay, now all of those events are for the company, faces of Curb Appeal, directors of the company, leads of the company, and things like that. Those things aren't open to the public, but that's the power shoot for the FOCA finalists, the Pink City finalists. That's for everybody to – that's the last day for you to get all of your shots in, who are participating, who are already a part of the organization.
Okay.
They do group shots by city and region and things like that, by leads and, you know, things of that nature.
So it's a full jam-packed weekend of events.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you're interested in purchasing tickets, where do you go? And let us know all the websites for the organization.
Okay. You can reach us at www.sisterhoodconference.com. PinkCityCorp.com. You can call 702-518-1722. We are on Facebook. You can Facebook us, Project Curb Appeal. We have a few Facebook pages, but we are trying to merge all of those into one Facebook page. So that would be Project Curb Appeal, Pink City Sisterhood on Facebook.
Okay.
Online is the best, yes.
And the tickets can be purchased on which website?
PinkCityCorp.com.
And SisterhoodConference.com as well.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I can't wait to see you in, what, 2 weeks? Is it 2 weeks away?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
So I'll see you there. And you ladies always put on a good event, and I'm excited to be a part of it again.
Thank you so much for coming, Shanice, and I'm excited and looking forward to seeing you.
All right. Well, I'll see you in Atlanta.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next up on the show is Janine Biggins. For the past 14 years, Janine Biggins, a New Jersey native, has served as an advocate for the plus-size community. In November 1997, Janine founded the Voluptuous Woman Company, and in 1999, Ms. Biggins published the Full-Figured Woman's Resource Guide. In October 2000, the Voluptuous Woman Company hosted over 100 women for a weekend of empowerment workshops, a fashion show, and luncheon. And in 2005, Ms. Biggins and the Voluptuous Woman Company were chosen as one of the 8 companies to accompany the U.S. Department of Commerce Office for Textiles and Apparel on a plus-size apparel and accessory trade mission to London, England, and Germany. In 2006, Ms. Biggins launched a digital marketing company, J. Biggins Consulting, to help small businesses leverage the power of the Internet to brand and market their business. Ms. Biggins has served as a panelist and workshop presenter at all 3 Full Figure Fashion Week events, and in 2010 formed the Plus Size Marketing Group, and it helps businesses who target the plus size market. As an advocate for plus size women, Janine seeks to provide products and services for women sizes 14 and up, and today she is here to share a wonderful new marketing vehicle that will help plus-size businesses and any business brand and market their business globally. And let's welcome her to the show. Hi, are you there? Hi, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a long time.
Am I pronouncing your name right, Janine?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, but your nickname is Gigi,
yes.
Right? Okay. So you have been in the plus size industry a long time.
Yes, I
am. You started your first company in 1997. Tell us a little bit about this company.
That is the Voluptuous Woman Company, and we started it, like you said, in 1997. And basically, it was a platform to communicate with women and promote a positive image of plus-size women online. You know, back then in 1997, there was no social media.
Right.
So
that
we
was before Facebook, before Twitter.
Right. We basically had one magazine, which was BBW. So we worked together. We launched the company. And it took on various different shapes and projects. And recently we launched some, we were growing more towards the marketing side because what we realized is when we were participating in Full Figure Fashion Week, probably like the second year, I hosted a panel. And it, we really have great and significant marketing dollars. And we need to stand up together and show mainstream media what we have to offer and that our dollars count just as many, just as well as, you know, our average-sized women.
Right. Now, how do you think the plus-size industry has changed over the last 10 years?
Well, we're definitely more vocal in what we want. We're coming together as a group, and the social media aspect has helped us tremendously with that effort, with Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and LinkedIn, amongst all the hundreds of others. It's changed because we're more vocal with what we want. We're saying what we need, and then we're not taking no for an answer from mainstream media. And I think we should just take it just another step further to really make an impact.
Now, one of your projects, you mentioned the Plus Size Marketing Group. Now, you did a online survey, and you used that data some kind of way for Fox reality show More to Love. Now, tell me what happened with
that.
Yeah,
that was we sent it to them. You know, they found it interesting, but, you know, it didn't go any farther with that. But what we did was we kind of took the Plus Size Marketing Group another step further. We now have an extensive survey that just is not talk about or significantly talk about fashion, but we are talking about everything from our plus size clothing to our style of living to the kind of car we drive to the periodicals we read, plus size as well as straight size. And this survey is going to go on probably till the end of November, and it's available at plussizemarketinggroup.com because we really want to use this data to show mainstream media and other companies that are interested in targeting the plus-size market the significance of our marketing dollars.
Right, because we do have power behind our dollars.
Yes, and I think if we just come together, and that's what my mission is, through this effort, and I always said, I think I mentioned it in this year's Full Figure Fashion Week panel, I said if there was just one day that all the plus-size women did not shop, whether it be online or walk into a plus-size store, can you imagine the impact that that would make?
That would be major.
Yes. And, you know, and we're working towards that, but it would definitely be major.
Now, you have a lot of projects and websites, so I want to go through everything briefly. So you have a product that is the plus-size bath wrap. Now, tell us about that.
We launched that in 2005, and we've sold out of it. We're in the process of getting them remanufactured. Initially, we were trying to find someone domestically to do it, and you wouldn't believe the problems that we are having to find someone domestically to create the bath wrap, to recreate, I should say, for us. So we're getting ready to go back into production, and hopefully we'll have it done by November. And basically the plus-size bath wrap, I got tired of wearing beach towels when I get out the shower because that's the only thing that kind of wrap around me. And, you know, when you're doing your hair, and you know, you want something that you can wrap on you that won't constantly come off. So that kind of like was the idea behind it. And we also had spas in the Vegas area carrying them, and it was a very good product. And we have hundreds of women on our waiting list, so we will be coming back out with that in November.
Wow, that's excellent. Now tell me about the website plussizeevents.com.
Plussizeevents, we just relaunched it, and we wanted to have a vehicle because there's so many wonderful events throughout the world. And there's not one place where those are listed. So actually we just relaunched that last night. Any business, whether it's a fashion show or a community event, we want women to go to plussizeevents.com, and you can register and place your event on the calendar. And through all of these efforts, we're constantly marketing it to them. We get a lot of phone calls from producers, from shows, from newspapers, and they're always wanting information about the plus-size market, and we'd like to be able to give that information to them.
Now, tell me about plus-size clothing auction.
plus size clothing auction is going to an auction site geared toward the plus size woman. I have put many things on eBay, but as you know, eBay is so huge. And
I never figured out how to use eBay. I guess I never took the time.
So we're creating an auction site for plus-size women to post their clothing. Because, you know, we fluctuate in size. We go up and down. And
right.
We make them have some fabulous outfits that are either too big or too small for us that other women can have.
And
so
that might be great for someone in a smaller city that doesn't have access to all
exactly.
the same plus-size stores.
Exactly. So it's going to be modeled after the same eBay, and that should be relaunched in December.
Now, you are also the PR manager for Plus Model Magazine. Now, tell me, what do you do with the magazine?
I handle mostly the digital aspect of it. We're working, too, with our Facebook and our custom pages and the information that we have out there, really trying to work towards getting the community involved. And we want to urge all the women, if any that are listening, to join our mailing list. Facebook, we have, I think, over 22,000 Facebook fans,
mm-hmm.
and we just love them. But we also want to get them into a database. And the reason why is because, God forbid, and it has happened, because it has happened to some clients of mine, Facebook, for whatever reason, takes down a page. And I recommend this to any business, whether they're plus size or not. Make sure you're capturing your people, because if you have thousands of people on your Facebook page and for some reason Facebook takes it down or it gets deleted, guess what? All your customers are gone.
Right.
So
the market, you know, one thing is hot and one thing is not. So it might be a day that we don't really go to Facebook every day.
Right, right. I mean, there's so many things, you know, as we know with Google Plus coming into the marketplace now. So it's definitely turning. And but I think Facebook is here to stay. But we definitely
you think so?
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, people change, and it's going to be interesting to see what Google Plus does. And I'm keeping my eye on it for my marketing company for clients
right.
in that respect. So
now,
we'll see what happens.
With all this you have going on,
mm-hmm.
you still are launching new projects.
Yes.
The latest one being Curves TV.
Yes.
Now, tell me about Curves TV.
I am so excited about Curves TV. Once again, you know, we all use YouTube and we love YouTube, but YouTube can be, as we know, very congested. And it's important for plus-size women to come together. We want to show we have so many designers and businesses and organizations that are doing wonderful work, but no one knows how to find you. They may find you possibly on a web search. But, you know, once again, if your website is not optimized, your blog is not optimized, they're not going to find you. So we wanted to create a platform, and because video is really, really big and it's not going anywhere, did you realize 180 million videos are played on a daily basis, the statistics
yeah.
show? And so what that tells you is that people kind of like to be entertained, or they'll rather watch than read. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, people don't like
yeah,
to read.
Yeah, nobody likes to read.
Well, even when they go to websites. So video is really big, and it's a great way to connect with your potential customers or your current customers. So what Curves TV is, you can actually have a video on our TV channel that is available 24/7, 365 a year, and we've kind of broken it down into different areas. We have the Curves TV is the main, but then we have a channel for Full Figured and Fit, makeup artists, plus size events, retailers, and designers. And we're also working on one for models.
So, let me understand this a little better. So for the community, are you looking for the community to advertise on it, to give content for it, or
yes,
to...
Yes, to advertise on it. We are running a special. We're doing 2 months because... and your event is on there as well.
Awesome. Thank great. You very much.
Love Your Body, which is on our Plus Size Events channel. And also there is a special channel for Plus Model Magazines. And what we're doing, we're also offering people who are interested in having their own channel on our show, they can do that, which is totally branded to your business or company. And we're also showing businesses how to use this tool for themselves. So if they wanted to create their own TV channel and didn't want to be on Curves TV, we welcome them to contact us as well.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, anything else coming up that we can be on the lookout for? Any new projects? Any new websites?
No, I think I have enough. We welcome everyone to go to Curves TV. The great part about it, we'll be able to schedule different events for different times of the day, which is a great perk. You can also embed, if you participate in our advertising, you can embed your video into any website, into a blog, even into video email if you're using it for that. So we, you know, urge everyone to spread the word around. And, of course, if they're interested in learning about this awesome tool, because as plus-size businesses, many of us are working another business as well as, you know, working our plus-size business. Thankfully, I have a consulting business, but we have so many great businesses, but we're just not marketing them so that mainstream media can really see what we have. I mean, Project Curve Appeal, that's a wonderful event that we have, and the world needs to know about that.
Right, right.
And constantly, we're always, I always receive phone calls, you would be amazed, of people trying to find out or say, can you recommend this kind of company or that or any events that are coming up? I want to be able to say yes, boom, 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 here you go. So by our businesses registering at the Plus Size Marketing Group's website, it's free. We're just building our database into it. We just kind of put that announcement out a couple of days ago, and we've already received over 100 businesses that have registered.
Wow, that's
awesome.
Basically,
we're trying to just get a database so that when I get that call, I can refer them to you or to your business, or to your particular product or service.
Well, wonderful. I definitely support all of your projects. Now tell us the official websites for people to contact you and be involved.
Okay. PlusSizeMarketingGroup.com is where they can register their business as well as take our extensive plus-size marketing survey. And then we have Curves TV, that's CURVESTV.com. You can take a look at that at any particular point in time. We are also on Twitter at twitter.com/CurvesTV and twitter.com/PlusSizeEvents, as well as we have Facebook pages as well. And if they want to reach me for advertising or any questions, I can be reached at 301-538-2204.
Well, awesome. You got a lot going on, and any way we can connect, just let me know.
Great. And we do have on our plus size events, on our upcoming events, we do have an ad for Love Your Body Day that's coming up. So if they're on that site and they just click on that, that will take them right to your site as well. And we want to do that for any of our plus size events coming up, and that doesn't cost them anything.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me again.
And I'll definitely be watching Curves TV.
Okay. Thank you, Shanice.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And so last but definitely not least on the show is Audrey Lee Curry. Audrey Lee Curry is a makeup artist, creator of fine art, plus-size model, and aspiring fashion designer. She grew up in a very small town called Floyd's Knobs, Indiana, which is located minutes away from Louisville, Kentucky, but is now living out her dreams in Brooklyn, New York. In 2010, she won the Redress Boutique Model Search in conjunction with Lucas Pictures and Plus Model Magazine's 18 Plus first model search for plus size model size 18 and up. Recently, she appeared in Time Out New Yorker's publication in the Style Icon issue as one of New York's most stylish New Yorkers, and she made her television debut in TLC's reality show Big Sexy. Let's welcome Audrey to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Audrey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you moved to New York to pursue a career in fashion and as a makeup artist. Now, how long have you been living in New York? And coming from a small town, was it a major adjustment?
Yeah. Well, I've been in New York for a little over 3 years now, and I've lived in Chicago for a small time, like a year before. And I guess because I was always traveling a lot as a kid, I was ready for the culture shock. There's definitely things that I wasn't prepared for and things that I was, but I really, really love it.
Now, I know that you discovered Redress Boutique through a Google search, and that's how you found out about the model search. Now, before you ever got hooked up with Redress, did you know there was a plus-size community?
I really, really didn't, because being from the Midwest in a place where really the only plus-size stores you could shop at was Elaine Bryant. You know, they had bigger sizes at some Targets and some other stores like that, but, you know, you didn't have, like, Torrid and other plus-size stores, so I wasn't really familiar with a lot of stores out there that even existed until I moved to New York.
And how did you feel winning that 18-plus model search and shooting for Plus Model Magazine?
I really thought it was amazing, not only to represent my favorite store, Redress, but to, you know, be in a magazine with all these other plus-size models, and being an 18-plus was really amazing.
Now, have you been able to do modeling since then?
That's really all I've done. I'm not with an agency, but that's mainly because, I mean, I'm 6'3", which is on a tall spectrum for a model. Just like other models struggle with measurements being perfect, it's also I'm too tall to model like pants and long sleeve shirts because I am too tall for certain things. So I'm kind of like I fit a certain look, but I'm not your everyday model or your fit model per se.
Right. So you are an aspiring fashion designer. What clothes, what type of clothes are you interested in designing?
I really, really want to design high-end fashion for plus-size women. I want to market to everyone as well, not just plus-size women, but that's definitely a niche market that I'm going to hit on. I really, really, there's a lot of plus-size designers that make clothing up to a size 16, but they don't necessarily show it on the runway, and you know, I'm much bigger than a size 16. I want everybody to be able to see my clothing on a runway in a bigger size and say, okay, that's going to look great on me and I can wear it. They do make it. It does exist. And so I'm really wanting to design something that's not really out there.
So do you ever design clothing for yourself? Do you have a hard time finding clothing that fits?
I do. I do design certain things for myself. It takes a lot of time, and it's kind of hard to drape clothing on yourself. I mean, it would be really good if I had a perfect bust form that was my size. But I've made a few items for myself, but I buy most of my clothes at Redress.
Okay. So the show Big Sexy was absolutely fabulous. I watched every single episode, and I loved it. Now, since the show aired, have you gotten any feedback that there are any chances for more episodes? Have you talked to anyone on the production team?
Well, fingers crossed. I mean, we're still waiting on that news, and I think they're trying to torture me because every day, like, everybody's like, what's going on? Why is the show not on tomorrow? And we have gotten only positive feedback from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the ratings were not excellent, but they weren't bad. So
okay.
Because they're kind of there in between, like they're good, but they're not excellent, now I guess they might be looking into more options like, well, was the press good? Was this good? And I don't really know the way that they're doing it, but my fingers are crossed. I know everybody else is really on edge about it, but, I mean, I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah, that was, like, an excellent show. It wasn't degrading in any way, and, I mean, I loved it. I can't think of anything bad to say about it. Now,
thank you.
I remember on this show you were mentioning something about your parents and how they react to you being plus size. So they are former models. Now, how was your parents' reaction to watching the show? And do you feel they understand you a little bit better since watching?
I do think they understand it a little bit better, maybe just the plus size industry in general, and that the average American is a plus size.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, from the get-go of the show, I explained everything to them, and, you know, my mom was on the show, and I, you know, explained to them, this is my point of view, this is how I feel, and they kind of said, well, that's not really maybe what we meant. You know, and I'm like, well, I was a kid, you know, and this is how you said it and this is how I interpreted it. And
right.
I really think it's only been a good thing for our relationship. I was a little scared. I was like, oh, no, you know, this could be bad. But, I mean, it's honest. It's how I felt. And I'm sure there's kids out there that feel that way. But, you know, and I guess parents should remember that it's your, you know, this is your child, and they don't have the same mentality as you. They don't know what you mean, maybe. So make sure what you're saying to them is, you know, I guess a little softer.
Very clear.
Like, yeah, very clear. Tell them exactly what you mean. Know that they're taking it literally, and
right,
try to, like,
right.
be a positive motivation for them.
And then that carries with you your entire life, even though it was, you know, years and years ago.
Right.
So after seeing the show, is it anything you regret doing or regret saying, or like, oh, my God, I wish they wouldn't have put that in, or, oh, my God, I wish I didn't wear that? Any regrets?
No. You know, I regretted that moment in the bar for a long time, where I'm on the bar in Miami,
mm-hmm.
Mainly because I was kind of told I was going to be getting a lap dance, and then I was being picked up, and, you know, I retaliated against those men and picked them up, but I was really uncomfortable for a while because I was like, oh, my gosh, like, it's just, it was such an awkward moment. But it was really funny at the end of the day, and I guess I don't regret it because it was all fun at the end. But I don't really think I said anything that I regret, and I think I wore everything I wanted to, so.
Right. I mean, you know, I love the show, and I think everything was great and positive, but actually being the person everybody is watching, I didn't know if, you know, it was a different feeling.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were so nervous before we watched the show, me and all the girls, and watching it, we're like, okay, let's try not to just watch ourselves. Let's try to watch it as just, like, a normal person.
Right.
We really tried, and I was like, overall, I was really, really happy with the show because, you know, we filmed so much, and then this is what they created, and it's really interesting to see how it all came together and just, like, the storyline. And I mean, I think overall we're really happy with it. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish my hair was braided on the other side or something little nitpicky like that.
Right,
everybody,
right.
It's just like a picture. You know, we can all pick it apart so much that I can't watch it too critically.
Right, right. Now, has being on this show and getting this national exposure brought you lots of new opportunities career-wise?
It is currently. Well, I do makeup at Sephora as a makeup artist, and that's really fun, and I get to see a lot of fans every day that come into the store. And then I, you know, my freelance work hasn't really picked up yet, but hopefully that will. I've got some magazine covers I might be doing and maybe a talk show. So we will see.
Well, it sounds like things are looking promising.
Yeah.
And when you talk to fans, especially plus-size women, and they identify with you, what do they say they're excited to see a plus-size woman on television? You have any interesting stories from fans that you've met?
Yeah, well, a lot of them are shy. They don't want to come up to me. And I guess the funniest one was a guy. He was married, and his wife was with him. And he's walking out of the store, and he's like, oh, my God, I saw you on that TV show. I love the TV show. And his wife looks at him, and she's like, what TV show? And she's, like, getting an attitude with him. And it was so funny because he was just all about the show. And it was just funny. But we actually also, like, we have a lot of thin women, a lot of older women. I've had old ladies come up to me. Like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you like our show, and they love it. So I'm really, really happy with the diversity of the people that really enjoy our show. You know, it's not just the plus-size community that's giving us positive feedback. It's really everyone.
And that's a very important fact to know, that the plus-size community has mainstream appeal. So,
exactly.
So, you know, that's excellent. So do you have anything else coming up we should be on the lookout for? I know you said you know, have promising things coming up. Do you have any events that – I know you were at Fashion's Night Out at Lane Bryant. Any more things coming up like that?
We really don't have anything coming up like that yet that we know of. We get new things every day. So, I mean, I'm hoping that we do, but right now I don't have anything like that.
Okay. And so what is your official website, and are you on Facebook and Twitter?
I'm on Facebook. You can find me. My name is Audrey, and then my middle name is Lee, and it's spelled L-E-A, and my last name is Curry. So you can find me at Audrey Lee Curry, and Twitter is the same thing, Audrey Lee Curry, and Tumblr, Audrey Lee Curry, and my website is in progress because somebody messed with it. So.
So if somebody wants to book you for makeup or anything, what's the best way to go about doing so?
The best way to go about that would be to Facebook message me or to email me. My email is lh332005@aol.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and I definitely hope that the show gets picked up for more episodes because I really enjoyed watching you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
All right, and hopefully we'll cross paths soon.
Yes.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your evening.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And thank you to all of my fabulous guests this evening. Tune in next week, and we'll have more Plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the Curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.